All right, Leonard, this team's going through a transition here in the offseason, a complete youth movement. With that being said, you're entering just your third year in the National Football League. Do you want to be a cornerstone piece for this franchise?
Yeah, I mean, I love the way the team has been taking this direction. A lot of younger guys, and like you said, with a lot of older guys being gone, it's like I have to step into my role now. Well, I get to step into my role now, and I'm excited about it. And, so far throughout this offseason training, it's been great. I've been stepping up and saying stuff, and the guys have been responding well. And, after the two pretty successful years, now I'm able to step into that role.
What do you think that role is? You said you've already become more vocal out there on the field just in off-season workouts.
Leading by example, obviously, you have to do that, because if you're telling people what to do and you're not doing it, then you're just being a hypocrite, And But we learned something this offseason that leading by example is just doing your job. So, we have to take it past that where, we're taking guys and leading them with us. If we see somebody struggling or not stepping through the line, we get on that guy, but not to call him out, but to we're looking out for his best interest and the team's best interest. Like, we're finishing now, you know what I mean? So it's just like little things like that, staying on top of guys.
What's up, Jets Nation? Thanks for all the support here in Orlando, 2017 Pro Bowl. Let's go.
What was that Pro Bowl experience like for you?
It was awesome, man. I mean, one of the best experiences I ever had. And, one of the things I really got out of that was a speech from Ray Lewis when he said, when his first time ever going there, he told himself, like, what do I have to do to come here every year? Because, like, that's how special it is, you know what I mean? I want to make sure that I'm there every year for the rest of my career.
What do you think is going to be next for you as far as now you're looking down the line heading into season 3? What are some of the things that you're honing in on here trying to make yourself even more of a complete player?
Exactly. Like I said, just more of a complete player overall in the run game. Details on technique, more sacks, more TFLs, everything. Complacency is just not in me. And I'm never going to get to a point to where I'm like, oh, I'm good enough. I'm going to coast now. I'm always trying to do more and more and get better and better. So, but not only on the field, like I've been talking about, I want to step up more as a leader. I'm only 22 now, but, during my first 2 years, even though I felt like I should have said something sometimes and I thought I had good ideas, I kind of held back just because I was like, oh, I'm too young to say anything. And these guys have been playing for, 10 plus years. They're not going to listen to me. But, now that I've been actually stepping up and guys have been responding well, that's out of my head now. And I'm way more confident in stepping up as a leader.
You sense overall this is a chance for the whole team and the franchise for that matter to reset. You guys got a fresh start. There's been a lot of changes here. And now you can look ahead and say, okay, we're going to start setting a new culture.
Yeah, definitely. And, all the players see that. All the coaches are, they've been doing it, so that's why we see it now. And, we also have, like, a good leadership core guys. And we come together and discuss things sometimes that are going on wrong or going well, and what we should keep doing and what we should stop and change and stuff like that. And, so far it's been really well. It's been going really well. And we just got to keep that rise and that climb going all season.